Hello, welcome. This is Darla Shine, happy housewife. And as always, I am trying to bring all of my housewives, all of the women who are running the families around the world, the latest information to protect their children, to keep their families safe. And something is in the news, something is happening, and I'm very upset over it. I'm sure you've seen it that the governor of Texas is mandating that all young girls entering school, middle school, must be vaccinated with the HPV vaccination, which is new on the market, produced by Merck, which is a company that I am a little bit leery of. And so who am I going to call? Ghostbusters, number one attorney, Robert Weiss, who has Rights for Americans. Robert, thank you for being with us today. You're a regular now on the Happy Housewives Club podcast.
Thank you, Dahl. It's a pleasure to be a regular on the podcast.
Well, and you have your own podcast, which you're going to run this on also, which is on Rights of for Americans. And, right. You know, this topic I'm outraged over. And I feel, once again, I said this in our last broadcast, I feel like we're living in this society of Big Brother. And, you know, nobody can make any choices for their own children anymore.
This is one of the most upsetting topics that I've ever come across. This is mandatory vaccinations for sixth grade girls, 12-year-old girls. There have been no studies on 12-year-old girls for this vaccination. It was pushed through from Merck, the same people that bought you Vioxx, responsible for over 100,000 casualties, where in that instance they knew what they were doing. They've already been hit five times for punitive damages on Vioxx. This is just a chilling, it's really a scary thing.
Well, let me go back and explain to my ladies who are listening around the world. HPV, human papillomavirus, is a virus that is transmitted through sex. And what happens is this virus can cause some types of cervical cancer. However, there are many women who have this virus and the virus disappears and they don't get cervical cancer. And let me state that there are many strains of cervical cancer and this vaccination only covers a couple of those strains. So, you know, this vaccination, number one, hasn't been tested long enough, I think. Number two, how many vaccinations are we going to give our kids, Robert, in this country? Already, you can't even enter kindergarten unless you have like 20 vaccinations. Actually, I think it's 19 vaccinations. You can't even get into kindergarten. You have to have the measles, mumps, rubella. Some states are now forcing kids to have flu shots and pneumonia shots. And now every state has mandated you have to have the chickenpox shot. How many vaccinations are we going to give our children?
It's unbelievable, Darla. Right now, my understanding is by the time the kids will get out of school, they will have been mandated for 41 different vaccinations. It's unprecedented. And there's been no studies. There were no studies on 12-year-old girls on this vaccination. They did studies on 16 to 18-year-old girls, a totally different situation. Those girls have gone through puberty. They're having their periods. The biology of a 12-year-old girl and an 18-year-old girl is night and day.
You know, that's a good point. I never thought of that, Robert. That is a good point. This is a vaccination that was made on older girls, created for their bodies, sexual girls, and now they're forcing girls entering the sixth grade to take this vaccination.
It's unbelievable. There's a group called the Cochrane Group, which is a research group out of the United Kingdom that is considered to be the gold standard for vaccinations. There's a lot of opposition to this. The Texas legislature is opposed to it and citing the Cochrane Group, which says that they don't believe this vaccination is safe. You have to realize what's going on here. Governor Rick Perry, who's a Republican, who's apparently very close with Merck, which is a huge contributor to the Republican Party nationally, huge contributor to Rick Perry, has gone around the legislature of Texas over strenuous objection and mandating these vaccinations. And the thing that most people don't understand, and this is key for people's rights, at Rights for America, we talk about this, and if you look at our blogs, you can see what's happening.
Right. You can get more information about these topics from reading the blogs at rightsforamericans.com.
Right, www.rightsforamericans.com. But let me tell you, Darla, that there is, if God forbid, people get hurt from vaccinations and they need to have, you know, they need medical care. Sometimes there are horrible injuries. Sometimes people, you know, the injuries are such that people can't work for the rest of their lives. And there's no rights. You have absolutely no rights. You can't get into a jury, Darla. Normally you think, if God forbid something happens, you go to a doctor and the doctor hurts you or a hospital hurts you,
right.
you go down to the courtyard in your county and you can get a jury of your peers and you can see what happened. If Merck decides to sell you Vioxx that caused a heart attack, you can get into court. You go into federal court in the area you are. Here you can't do that. Every vaccine case is mandated to a vaccine court. The vaccine court is in Washington, D.C. Your lawyer's got to travel from wherever you are to Washington, D.C. The vaccine court is completely controlled by the vaccine and the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
It's a black hole. Well, there's no discovery there. There's no. You have absolutely no rights. And God forbid something should happen. This is unprecedented.
Well, let's talk about that, Robert. We know because Robert, you and I have worked together for many years trying to bring political change in Washington on behalf of women and children around the country. And
yeah.
we continue to work. We're trying to fight together to help force mandated procedures in surgical plastic surgery procedures. Right now, there's no federal regulations. We're trying to, you know, put together a program to make a law to mandate GYM. So we have a lot of things going on together. But this is an issue that I think most mothers are living with, and they are terrified. What do you do when you have your infant, Robert, and you're being bullied by your doctor to give these infants all of their vaccinations? So you have no rights. You know, mothers are afraid. They are afraid to say no to their own doctors.
Of course they are, and that's the way it is. There's a tremendous power advantage that the medical community and Merck have over a mother who has the best interest of her child at heart. Let me give you a real-life scenario, because some people may claim that I'm being alarmist, that this isn't real. Right now, there's an epidemic in this country. One in 150 children, that's a large percentage, are diagnosed with autism. And unfortunately, I know from personal experience how difficult that is for a family and how that difficult that is for children. Many people believe, and many academics believe, that one of the reasons for autism, and some people believe the primary reason, is from a vaccine additive called thimerosal that was put into the vaccines in the late 1990s and taken out of 2002. Every one of those cases, there are 6,000 filed cases, all went into the vaccine court that I was talking about in Washington. There's been no discovery. There's been no progress on the case. It's a black hole. The cases come in, they never go out. So these parents don't know whether or not thimerosal caused.
Listen, time out. It's pretty obvious, any parent out there, that we know that thimerosal caused autism, and I'm going to tell you why. Between the years that it was on the market, we saw autism go up like 1,700%, okay? During the years that it was on the market was also during the years that we have introduced the combination shots, which we never had before that, Robert.
Right.
Okay. And I know firsthand from watching my neighbor's kid when I lived in my old house, who was this jolly little girl running around saying, mama, dad, doggy, you know, beginning to say all her words, you know, asking her mother for things. The next day she went for a shot. She had the MMR with the thimerosal. And since the day she had that shot, has not been able to lift her head off the pillow. And she's completely autistic. And
right.
there are so many stories like that.
There are a million stories like that. And do you know what happened to that family? Do you know whether or not that girl was ever able to recover against the company that put the thimerosal into her?
No. They are suing. However, I'll tell you what's going on.
But nothing. I'll tell you, they haven't recovered any money.
No, they've recovered no money, but they have joined together on the internet. Any parent or anyone who's interested in this, there are hundreds of groups now where parents are joining together. They're marching on Washington. They're demanding answers. And also, there are all of these health things that they're trying to do through naturopathic medicines where they're trying to clean the thimerosal out of the child's body. But, Robert, this costs thousands of dollars.
It costs thousands of dollars, and the companies that manufactured the thimerosal made hundreds of millions of dollars. What did they know? I'm a lawyer, doll, and I always ask this question. This is the first question I ask when I see this kind of stuff. What did they know, and when did they know it, and why did they make the decision, and how much money did they make by marketing it? And we don't know the answers to those questions, and I don't think we're ever going to know the answers.
Well, let me ask you this question. How come they're taking it off the market? If they didn't think it was dangerous and they didn't think it was causing autism, how come now in 2006 they have taken it off the market?
They took it off in 2002, and you're right. The reason that they took it off is because they knew it was dangerous. But in terms of, from a legal perspective, in terms of making out a case, in terms of getting that little girl you're talking about, it's going to cost her parents millions of dollars over the course of her life for life care. She needs a full-time attendant. There are tremendous costs to the school districts. There are tremendous costs to the health care providers, to the insurance companies. Who's paying for that? Those costs should be shifted to the companies that were manufacturing and distributing prohibiting that. But they're not, and they're not going to be because of this vaccine court. And bring it back to what we originally talked about, Darla, the girls who are being vaccinated, mandated vaccinations, it's not like they have a choice. They're going to have the same lack of rights that that little girl you talked about who has autism, that, you know, your neighbor.
Well, let's talk about the parents right now in Texas. If they do not want to have their daughter receive this vaccination, first of all, number one, the sixth grade girl is not having sex. What the hell do we need to vaccinate her for a sexually transmitted disease?
Now, well, that's a very good point. I mean, the vaccines are early. I mean, and again, if you're going to vaccinate people at 12 years old, then test 12-year-olds. Don't test 18-year-olds and then try to give it to 12-year-olds.
So what recourse do parents have? I mean, what can they do? What can
Unfortunately, they can go to a lawyer, and the lawyer will do the best that they can for them. But right now, really nothing.
Robert,
there's
most
nothing
people
they can
pay.
Do.
They can't pay to go to a lawyer and start this process. So they're going to give in. They're going to get their girls these vaccinations.
Right.
And it makes me so sick. It's so disgusting.
There's a complicated waiver process, and you can't expect the moms and the dads of these girls, many of whom are working hard and working full-time, and, you know, often they both have to work, and sometimes they have to work more than two jobs in order to support their family, to stand up to Merck and the school district and the governor who's getting paid by Merck.
I have to interrupt you there. I believe that if my moms, my members in Texas, if they all, and I have a lot of members who live in Texas, if they all can band together and organize their communities, Robert, and picket in front of their schools, and they all say, guess what? Black Monday. Every Monday, our daughters aren't attending school. We're just going to pull them all out. I think that the school would be hit so hard in their pockets. Okay? I think they can organize that and not, I mean, this is how we change things in America. If every parent's going to be so lazy and not stand up and not demand action, nothing will change. Pull your daughters out of school, everyone. I pulled my kids out of the public school. Pull your daughters out of school. Organize a revolt. It's time for a revolution.
Well, Darla, I mean, those are admirable sentiments. But as a realistic matter, what's going to happen is these kids are going to get these vaccines, and they're going to come down with these diseases, and they're going to try to stand up for their rights, and they're going to find that they don't have any rights. They used to have rights.
What the hell do you have a website for, then? I am learning that every day I talk to you, we have no rights in this country.
Well, that's why people have to start to stand up for their rights. They've got to. What you're saying is right. People have to organize, and they have to demand, and they have to do. But it's so difficult. And this comes back to another favorite topic of mine is tort reform, because the tort reformers are the ones who set up this vaccine court.
Well, let's not get into tort reform today. Let's just stick to talking about this vaccination. And I want to get back to another thing that I think the parents could get some big media play on. I'm going to tell you this. Abstinence in this country still gets huge media play. Sex among our children, okay? Now, I think by them giving this vaccination out is basically saying, here, it's just like, what's the difference? You know, you can't hand out rubbers. You hand out condoms, everyone goes crazy.
Right.
Now you made it for the vaccination?
Yeah.
It's hypocritical.
Do you know how much Merck is making on these vaccinations? They're mandating 170,000 sixth grade girls in Texas. You know what the retail cost of the vaccination is?
I heard $360. So what happens? All right, here's a good question. Most people in Texas don't even have health insurance. I think 40% of the people in Texas have no health insurance. How the hell are they going to pay for that? And it's two shots, I read. You need to get two shots.
Yeah, I think you do need to get two shots.
A booster. You have to get one shot, then like six months later, another shot. Are they kidding?
Right. No, they're not kidding.
I'm going to sell my house. I feel like moving to Texas just to start some rioting.
Well, there are a lot of people. I'm speaking with lawyers in Texas, and I'm inviting everyone who goes to my website to sign a petition and give us your name so that we can start the process of organizing people who are upset about this, because there are a lot of good people upset about it. I mean, this has really, really struck a nerve with people. You're right. It is like Big Brother. It's a very scary thing. I have a sixth-grade son. Kids in sixth grade, they're kids.
Babies.
They're not. You don't need to vaccinate them and take an unproven vaccine and vaccinate these girls at this age. And mandate it like this. The only one benefiting from this is Merck. That's it. Merck just paid $2.3 billion, that's billion with a B, to settle tax charges against the government. They currently face, according to Wall Street, they owe $30 billion to the families of the Vioxx victims. I mean, this is a bad company. This is probably, Merck has very likely, right now, one of the worst corporate citizens in the country on the same level as the tobacco
company.
Somebody
could say to you, all right, well, look, Merck has done a lot of good things. They've healed a lot of people with their drugs, haven't they?
Well, listen, that's their business. They're supposed to heal people with drugs. They get paid for the drugs. That's fine. But when they suppress evidence like they did in Vioxx, we've got a business plan showing exactly how much money they would make if they didn't change the warning, which they ultimately had to change to warn people about the heart attacks and the strokes, how much money they would make if they didn't change the warning. They made a business decision not to change the warning and defend the lawsuits.
Well,
that's what they're doing. And that's exactly what they're going to do here when these little girls wind up with these horrible side effects from this vaccine. They're going to defend the lawsuits. They're going to go into vaccine court, and they're going to probably win.
Okay, we don't know the long-term effect. This vaccine could cause infertility. It could. We don't know any of the long-term effects of it. But let me just back up a little bit. I have had, I don't know how many, but I'd say about 15 or 16 emails sent to me over the past year. I mean, everyone tells me their stories. I have received 30,000 emails from horror stories from women. But a few of these emails were photos were included where their children were inoculated for the flu. In fact, one grown woman, this girl I know, her mother was inoculated for the flu, and the flu shot actually gave her some kind of streptococcus problem where their whole arm was basically eaten away from this flu shot. Now, you've heard of this.
Now, when I saw
these pictures, I was horrified, Robert. I never saw this before. It hasn't been in the media. And these parents have no – I wrote to each one of these people, and some of them I called. I said, are you going to sue?
They can't sue.
And they can't because sign away, and I didn't realize this, when the doctor comes in before the vaccinations and you sign that piece of paper saying you read about the vaccinations, none of us have really read about the vaccination. We just signed the paper.
It's not so much the waiver that they make you sign in most cases doesn't really stand up. It discourages people from suing, but most of the trial lawyers throughout the country and most states can get around the waiver. The real reason people can't sue is because any lawsuit has to go into this vaccine court. That's the problem. The vaccine, it's like the securities arbitration process. The securities arbitration, the securities industry, you can't sue a stockbroker in this country. If a stockbroker steals money from you, takes the money from your mom's account that she's been saving her whole life, and just takes it, you can't get in front of a jury. You can't get in front of a judge. You have to go in front of a securities arbitration panel. Basically, three stockbrokers. And you get decisions that are horrible. You get it all the time. That's even better than the vaccine court. The vaccine court is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
it's a horrible
God.
Situation. You don't know what it's like to talk to these parents, Darla. The lawyers I know involved, and we're not directly involved in the litigation.
Okay, wait a minute. Excuse me. Can you and I together, I mean, like I said, you know, our audience doesn't know our past, and we've been going against Washington and bringing laws. And Robert, you are the premier attorney in this country. Who, you know, has gone after WorldCom and Enron and all these top companies. And, you know, Washington fears you a little bit. So couldn't you, someone who's in a prominent position like you, and couldn't you go to Washington and really just, I mean, isn't it time for somebody to basically march on Congress and storm the doors and say, enough is enough. We want to take the health care of our children back. I mean, you read all the time, you know, parents who don't want to give their kids some of these crazy chemotherapy. You know, they end up in jail. When are we going to be allowed to make the decision what's right for our child?
You're right. And you're absolutely right. And I think this is an issue to do it because this is an unorganized response. Usually when you have a response like this, there's some organized group that's organizing the response. And, of course, the drug companies are unbelievably organized. Do you know that there are 10 lobbyists for the pharmaceutical industry, for every member of Congress in Washington? Every member of Congress has 10 lobbyists that the pharmaceutical industry pays just to lobby them and try to convince them. And how can a family stand up against that, doll? It's impossible. So now you have this situation where people have to take their girls, their little baby girls. I have a baby girl. I have a 3-year-old girl who I love. And the idea of giving her this vaccine and mandating the people have this vaccine is such an anathema. It gets me so angry. And I'm starting to see, I'm reading you know, all these different letters that people are writing about this. People are starting to stand up for their rights, which is exactly what we want them to do. So I encourage everyone who goes to my website and Dollar's website to get, you know, sign our petition, leave your email, and we're going to start the process of organizing people because it just absolutely has to be done.
It has to be done. And you know what? It's I believe in big government. I believe that we should have laws in this country to protect people. We should have, you know, I think everyone should have health care. I think that everybody in this country should have medical insurance and retirement fund. I want everyone to live nicely. And, of course, I want everyone to be healthy. And overall, people could say, well, vaccinating overall is a good thing. Nobody has polio anymore. Nobody has whooping cough, you know. And I'm not saying
right. all Nobody
vaccinations.
Nobody has polio, but one in 150 kids have autism,
right.
and we can't get the answers that we need from the vaccination companies because they protected themselves with a vaccine court.
Right, but I think that for many years vaccinations worked and everything was great. But what happened, I think, and this is my evaluation, over the past 15 to 20 years in America, what's happened is the insurance companies have taken over healthcare for Americans. And now they
right.
decided, instead of going to the doctor three times for three different shots, like when I was a child and you were a child, they're putting all the shots together in one combo shot, and they're giving it to the infants, and I think it's too much for their bodies.
And it probably is.
Right, and adding the mercury level of the how do you pronounce it,
the thimerosal,
adding that, you know, obviously it's too much for their bodies, but when are we going to let the doctors and the physicians and the families start taking back the health care and get it out of the hands of the decisions of the insurance people?
You know what? It's unfortunate how much power has been aggregated in the hands of these corporate, you know, masters. They really are that right now, and how much has been ceded to them, because there's just no way. You know, you're a let's say, for argument's sake, Dolly, you had a job as a executive at Merck. Your job, they're paying you a lot of money. Sometimes they pay their top executive several million dollars a year, and if you don't perform, you're fired. And your job is to sell this vaccine, and that's what you're doing. And you've got an unlimited war chest. You can buy every politician. You can contribute as much as you can to Rick Perry campaign. You could do whatever you want to do. You could take these people out to lunch. You can hire 10 lobbyists for every member of Congress. And how can you stand up about it? The only people who could stand up against this right now, the only group that's organized and well enough to stand up against it, is the trial lawyers. And they took it away from the trial lawyers by putting it into this court. So even though you don't want to talk about tort reform here, tort reform really, it influences almost everything we talk about. Because that's why we're in this position right now. Right now, these people have no rights. God forbid this should happen. Of course it's going to happen. You can't vaccinate 170,000 kids with an unproven vaccine and not expect some problems.
Right. Now, this vaccine just came out on the market. All right. We know that. Now, years ago, do you remember there was that rotavirus vaccine that had come out?
Yeah.
I mean, that came out on the market, and, you know, kids were dying all over the place, and they had to take it off the market.
Yeah.
It wasn't tested properly. And,
yeah.
you know, now all the children are forced to take this chickenpox vaccine. What
right.
what happened? And, you know, now they want to come out with another vaccine for, well, they have a pneumonia vaccine now, right? You know, which
yeah.
It's not mandated. It's not mandatory. The flu vaccine is out. And, you know, last year, remember the big crisis when we didn't have the flu vaccination? Everyone was going crazy. We had the lowest number of flu in 30 years.
Yeah, and you know what they do?
Cases.
They hide. How many articles have you seen about the avian flu, which turned out to be a big nothing? How many articles have you seen? You think they got there by accident? Those articles were planted there by the pharmaceutical industry in order to scare people, in order to sell their flu vaccines.
Yeah, what happened to the chicken flu?
There was no chicken flu. There's no chicken flu. The flu is, I'm not saying never get a flu vaccine, but you got to realize there are corporate interests in there. They want everyone possible. If you look at some of the subpoenaed emails we had with Vioxx, with Vioxx particularly, the executives at Merck were saying, Vioxx, 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 Vioxx for headaches, Vioxx for stomach aches, Vioxx for toothpaste, nothing but Vioxx. We want to take everybody's pain care needs. They wanted people to take Vioxx instead of aspirin, Vioxx instead of Advil, Vioxx instead of Tylenol. And that's their job, and they're unchecked. There's nothing to stand up to them except people like you and me.
I don't know. I think that we're giving women a confusing message here. We're saying go and fight for your rights, but you have no rights.
No, I'm saying you have to fight for your rights right now. You have to fight for your rights right now because people don't realize. Once people realize how low things have sunk, people don't know. Nobody knows. Did you know before you started talking to me about the vaccine court? No. I mean, and you're a very well-informed person. Before you started talking to me about securities arbitration, did you know that you had no rights against the stockbroker? No. The purpose of Rights for Americans is that people do stand up for their rights, but the first thing that has to happen is people have to understand what state their rights have been in. Their rights have been denigrated. Now is time to stand up for your rights. That's why we have the website. That's why we're doing the petition. That's why we're doing the podcast and the blogs. That's why we're gonna organize against this throughout the entire country.
Right. Okay, so this is good. I think what has to happen is the first step, moms, go ahead and go to your schools, tell them you're not going to stand for this vaccination for your daughter who's going into sixth grade, that she's a baby, she's not sexually active. All right, maybe, you know, Dr. Roxanne Cafora, who's a physician I have on this show, she and I spoke this morning. In fact, she said that this vaccination was initially created for the inner city kids who were having sex at young ages. This is what she said. So if that's the case, why would we mandate it to a whole state? And what I'm hearing is they're going to make it mandatory across the country, across the entire country,
yeah,
in ninth grade to everybody.
There are movements in several states. Texas is not the only state it's mandated in. Right now, there's a big fight in North Carolina. They're trying to mandate in North Carolina. They've got Merck has company. By the way, Dax, Darla, just so you know, at $360 a vaccine, this is the most expensive vaccine, the highest profit.
Well, is there a vaccine for AIDS? Is there a vaccine to prevent you from getting AIDS? No.
No.
Is there a
no.
vaccine to prevent you from getting cancer?
Well, I mean, this is supposedly one of them. Yeah, there. I mean, for cervical cancer, that's what this is.
This only protects you from like one strain of cervical cancer that you could possibly get. And you know, I was looking it up. More women die from heart disease than cervical cancer.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, the way cancer works is that as soon as what's going to happen is the strain will mutate to avoid the vaccine. So Merck will wind up spending, you know, being able to sell more vaccines to more girls after, well, this one doesn't work for anymore for this strain. We're able to wipe out this strain. Now we have another strain. So you got to pay more money for a vaccine.
It doesn't make sense. And another thing I want to say is Dr. Andrew Weil and all of these, you know, naturalists, if you go and read their information, the best thing you could do for your body – to all my listeners, to everyone out there, the best thing you could do for your body to prevent getting a strain of any virus is to keep your immune system strong. This is a cervical cancer. They're saying that if you get the HPV virus, it could cause cervical cancer. So let's vaccinate against getting the virus. It's so ridiculous. It's so outlandish. I can't even believe it. I feel like smashing my head against the wall right now.
I'm telling you, you know something? Normally when we talk, Darla, you get more upset and I'm more calm. This one really upsets me. This is really, it just shows you how far we've come in this. And thank God that you're there to stand up for people and tell these women exactly what's going on, because no one else is telling them the truth.
No one's telling them the truth. And I really hope that my girls who are members of my website really take action and tell their doctors, no way, Jose, tell their schools, I'm not doing it. It hasn't been on the market long enough. I refuse to do it. You know what? Kick my kid out of school. I'll homeschool
right.
her. You know
right.
what?
Right.
This
right.
is
right.
ridiculous.
Right.
And
right.
if
right.
a lot
right.
of mothers pull their daughters out, or even, stand in front of school and picket, you know, they'll start to get some media attention. They
yeah.
will.
You know something? You know what's another good idea what we could do is if we have any moms in Texas who've got those waivers, I want to – if someone could just email me and send me a copy of the waivers, I want to put the waivers on the website. So I want to make sure people know that they have the right, because the problem is even though there's a waiver for religious reasons or conscientious reasons, they're difficult forms to fill out. People are intimidated by them. I want to see copies of the waivers, and I want to help people fill those waivers out, because I think everyone should fill out a waiver for a 12-year-old girl. And then they can make a decision if they decide to become sexually active at a later point in their life and they understand the risk of these vaccines, then they can do it. It's not like every vaccine is bad, but
there's no reason to mandate
170,000 12-year-olds at a cost of $360 a pop to
something they could possibly get from a virus.
Maybe.
From a virus
yeah.
that could be cured by simply eating differently and making yourself healthier. Now, I have one more thing to say. Where is the okay. vaccination to stop pedophilia? 400,000 kids last year were victims of molestation and rape. Where is the vaccination for that? How is it that we continue to let pedophiles out on our streets? We can't fix them. The recidivism rate is 100%. Robert, shouldn't we be concentrating on bigger issues like that?
Well, the reason that that's not out there is, quite honestly, Merck hasn't figured out a way to do it. Our public policy is being pushed by these large companies. If Merck
could
figure out
a way to do it, I figured it out. It's called castration.
I'm not going to comment on that one.
Castration. I love it. Anyway, Robert, we are done today. We've been talking for 30 minutes. My moms, I'm sure, want to move on with their days. And thank you so much for being a guest on my show. Together,
you,
we are
Dollar.
Going to empower our ladies.
Thank you, Dollar.
Okay, take care. RightsForAmericans.com.